The red horse of the apocalypse is war, and war is in the balance next. What can you do about this? Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolfshine.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the Apocalypse, also called Revelations, chapter 6, verses 1 through 4, quote, "And I saw that the Lamb had opened one of the seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures, as it were the voice of thunder, saying, Come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow. And there was a crown given him, and he went forth conquering that he might conquer. And when he opened the second seal, I heard a second living creature saying, Come and see. And there went out another horse that was red, and to him that sat thereon it was given that he should take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And a great sword was given to him." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lukin from 1970 to 1995. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies of God the Father in heaven, of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on June 17, 1989. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Oh, I see St. Michael. I'd know him any place, but oh, he is so large. He covers the whole sky. He has a balance in his hand. It looks like there are gold bars on the right side of the balance, and over on the left, it looks like nothing. And yet, with that nothing, the balance is heavily to the left. Yes, my child. Jesus is pointing. Look up and you will see why. I look high into the sky and I see all kinds of merriment, dancing and drinking and carrying on. And I see things that cannot be holy because it offends God very much. I cannot repeat them, but I see scenes of carnage. My child, you are only looking upon earth. Should I show you much more that is taking place at this very hour, you would most certainly pass out from the shock. Because, my child, through the years, I have given you knowledge of the evils of the world, but to experience them would be too much for your weak heart. My child and my children, there is another matter that I brought you here this evening for, my child Veronica. I want you to tell the world again and remind them that they must all make it an issue among their cardinals and their bishops that in order to save the world from communism and its fast gallop of the war mongols down after those who are innocent of heart, The fast trod of these hoofs come from my child, the apocalypse. The red horse is war, and war is in the balance. Next, my child. And what can you do about this? This is my direction from heaven, and we hope, my children, that you will get this out to the world. Unless the bishop and the Holy Father, in unity with all the bishops of the world, unless they consecrate Russia to my mother's Immaculate Heart, the world will be doomed, because Russia will continue to spread her errors throughout the world, rising up wars and carnage and pestilence and famine. Is this what you want, my children? Every single soul upon earth that hears my voice this evening has an obligation for the sanctification of their own souls and the souls of those they love to listen to me and follow the direction. I wish that all who hear my words this evening will go forward and besiege, if necessary, the Holy Father and the bishops with a request for this consecration of Russia. We do not mean the world, my children. We mean Russia. Now also the United States of America, that allowed a two-legged demon to walk through this nation with smiles upon his face as he counted the next victim. Yes, my children, his visit to you was not one of solidarity or ecumenism or anything else. Be they not mortal, I would say that they are demons in human form. Do not listen to them, my children, because Russia has not been converted. As I told you before, Russia is planning to take over Sweden. Yes, my child, I know this disturbs you, but the truth must be made known. You will receive much aggravation and also much discord from some clergy because of the message I give to you this evening, my child. But I know that you in your heart will do as we have directed you. Yes, that, my child, is the answer we expected. Now, my child, there are others outside who are waiting to see you with the blessed cross, the crucifix of my mother. Will you not go to them in your weakened state? I will support you. Will you not go to them and bless them? For many have traveled many miles to reach here this evening, and I will help many of them.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. We came upon a tremendous book titled Born Fundamentalist, Born Again Catholic. The author, David Currie, was raised in a devout Christian home whose father was a fundamentalist preacher, and both parents taught at Moody Bible Institute. Currie himself received a degree from Trinity International University and studied in the Master's Divinity program at Trinity Evangelical Divinity School. This book was written as an explanation to his fundamentalist and evangelical friends and family about why he became a Roman Catholic. Curie presents a systematic, intelligible account of the reasons for his conversion to the Roman Catholic Church that Christ had founded. He gives details of the discussion of important theological and doctrinal beliefs Catholics and evangelical hold in common, as well as key doctrines that separate us, particularly the Most Blessed Sacrament, the Pope, and Our Lady. If you have a non-Catholic spouse, relative, or friend, this book will help them understand the Roman Catholic Church and help you to understand the Protestant Church. I have personally read this book, and it is tremendous. This extraordinary book, titled Born Fundamentalist, Born Again Catholic, costs $16.50, which includes shipping and handling, and can be ordered from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The book, Born Fundamentalist, Born Again Catholic, for $16.50, which includes shipping and handling. You can use your MasterCard, Visa, or American Express and call our toll-free number during the week, 1-800-333-2046. We also have available an amazing radio, the BayGen Generator Radio. The award-winning radio has grabbed quite a few headlines around the world in the last few months. Powered by a generator, driven by a replaceable spring that's good for over 6,500 hours. This radio covers AM, FM, and shortwave frequencies and never needs batteries. This radio produces plenty of volume. To operate it, you first wind it up. You turn the handle for about 20 seconds, and you'll receive approximately 30 minutes playing time of your favorite AM, FM, or shortwave station before a rewind is needed. The BayGen Free Play Wind-Up Radio is ideal for emergency use, cottages, boats, camping, hunters, remote areas, or any time in these last days. The BayGen Radio will pay for itself in just over a year with savings on batteries. This amazing radio costs $119, which includes shipping and handling. You can order it today from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. You may use your MasterCard, Visa, or American Express and call our toll-free number during the week at 1-800-333-2046. Or you may call right now, 1-616-698-6448. We have operators waiting to take your call right now. The cost of this wind-up radio is $119, which includes shipping and handling. The holy hours before our Lord and the Most Blessed Sacrament increased by 572 last week for a grand total of 24,492 hours pledged to be prayed before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament in the next year. If you will pledge to do one or more holy hours each week before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament, just write us here at These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And we'll include your holy hours in the total next week. I ask that you pray that Our Lady of the Roses will be the greatest apparition ever to occur in the history of the world. At your holy hours, I also ask you to pray that we will have many generous donors that will support Our Lady's prophecies on These Last Days radio programs. We have received from an estate a lot in Riverside, California. The address is 6328 43rd Street in Riverside. There is a small house on it. It has been appraised at $20,000. If you might be interested in this property, just call me at 1-800-333-2046. Call me during the week. These Last Days Ministry is on the internet at www.tldm.org. We have the Prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses, this radio program, and much more. We are receiving many, many visitors, many, many hits. Visit us at www.tldm.org. And now we again return to the Bayside Prophecies given on June 17, 1989. We continue at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Now Our Lady is looking at Jesus, and Jesus is placing his hands out again like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is turning to her right, that's our left, and Jesus and Our Lady are both going over to Jesus' right side. That would be our left side of the trees. And he's extending his hand and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is pointing over to her left, and they're coming across the sky. They're not stopping over the statue, but they're continuing on to the first tall tree, and they're bending over now, and Jesus is making the sign of the cross again. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. As they're moving back, I can see Our Lady so closely now. She has on her beautiful white mantle with the gold trim all around the edging, and her belting is golden. And on her delicate feet, oh, she's so beautiful that it absolutely takes my breath away. On her feet are golden rosettes. They look like pure sun gold. And little rosettes to the right of them. I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 rosettes. How beautiful. Our Lady has them on a slipper. She has on white slippers with the rosettes, made almost like a sandal, but with more of a closed toe. Now Our Lady is touching her lips. My child, you will go immediately to the infirm and the ill and bring them the rosaries and the rose petals as I directed you. Oh, Jesus is putting his hands to his mouth. Oh, and he's shaking. Yes, I know what he means. He's coming over now. Jesus is coming over. My child, I did not wish to weaken your condition anymore before it unnecessary, before the blessing of the infirm and the ill. However, I feel that at this time you must include the prayers and the admonitions given by heaven throughout the years for those who do not choose to read but to listen. The end is not as far as you can see. Already there is apostasy. Man cast his lot and gathered the coals to stoke the fires that burn the souls. The days are numbered, the hours are few. So work and pray and try to do the work that's given in the light until that sad time when all is night. Jesus is saying, for our dear Holy Father, Pope John Paul II, you will repeat. Dear Holy Father, John Paul II, Dear Holy Father, worried and mourned, we'll struggle with Jesus to gather the sheep. The pastures are rich, but the sheep grow thin, for the souls have succumbed to the sickness of sin. You'll need reinforcements from heavenly shores, so deep is the darkness of earth's shallow moors. All hearts must descend in true supplication to avoid the sad fate of divine devastation. Dear Holy Mother, your mother of love, does beg you to heed these dire words from above.
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on June 17, 1989. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Bayside from Veronica Lukin's former secretary and close friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners once again. Now, my first testimony here is from Pennsylvania. To Our Lady's workers, last fall you sent me a petition to write to the Blessed Mother and Jesus. It would be placed at Our Lady's Shrine in Bayside. I had prayed to Mary and Jesus that I would get pregnant again. We only have one child, and my husband did not want any more children. I could not seem to convince him. A few weeks after that petition was sent, my husband changed. He no longer is against it. I am happy to say I am pregnant with my second child and will be due in July. I thank the Blessed Mother and Jesus for hearing my prayers. I just want it to be known that this petition was answered, and I believe in the miracles at Bayside. And I have another one also from Pennsylvania. She said, Dear Sarahs, if possible, please send my mom more rose petals and cards on the cards. The enclosed letter is also being forwarded to Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger in Italy, and I also sent him a blessed rose petal from Bayside. If you have time on your Sunday 7:15 radio broadcast, WPIT station, please read the enclosed letter. I'm writing to tell you of the miracle of my son Zachary received in March this year. It all began when he was born with neither testicle. He had underwent hormone treatments for 10 weeks, two shots each week, but to no avail. They did sonograms, which showed nothing. The doctors were not optimistic at all. They told me he would be sterile, and by the time he would reach puppetry, he would have to continue hormone shots to supplement the male hormones he did not have. I talked with my mother, and she refused to give up hope. Every day she would take a rose petal she received from Bayside and place it across my son's stomach below the belly button. She had made a novena to our Blessed Mother and Saint Teresa, and we kept a blessed candle burning all the time. It finally came down to our surgery being a must. The doctors were worried that any tissue there would be abnormal and result in cancerous tumors. So they intended to go in and biopsy it, then remove any abnormal tissues. The doctors operated, and after 2 hours of surgery, they were elated. They found testicles. This was a miracle from heaven. The area in which they had found them was the exact same area my mother had used the rose petal on. Not all the hormone treatments or sonograms in the world helped him. The prayers and novenas to our Blessed Mother and Saint Teresa, along with the blessed rose petal brought back from Our Lady of the Rosa Shrine, were the only things that healed my son. To think I had given up almost all hope of him being all right and in my son's hour of need, the Blessed Mother touched and healed him, my son. I thank our Blessed Mother and for the Blessed Rose Petal and all she has done for me and my family. And then that is signed. Now I have another party here, and this party is from Alaska. To Our Lady of the Roses. Thank you so much for the letter my husband and I have read. I have read it, and we were so touched by it. My husband and I have been living in sin for nearly 16 years. We are not married, but living together. We have 3 children. We attend Mass, but never receive the Eucharist. We have been living like this for nearly 16 years. After reading Our Lady of the Roses' messages, it really opened our eyes. Just recently, March 11th, my husband and I received the sacrament of marriage in the church. I can't tell you how wonderful it is, how wonderful I feel. The words are lost. But what I am asking for is to pray for us here in Alaska. We have a long way to go to St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Nome. Alaska has a radio station. The name is KNOM Dial 750. It is run by volunteers from a parish. Perhaps you can send them some recent messages. In prayer and faith, I would like to help. I believe and pray we could get another radio station for you. May God bless you, and then that is signed. That's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. In closing, I urgently ask for your prayers and your financial support to help us continue Our Lady of the Roses messages on this station. If you have received a blessing from this program, please pray and ask Our Lady to inspire you as to the amount of the gift. Thank you in advance, and thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.